AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The White House is acknowledging that the capture of Ramadi, the provincial capital of Anbar province in Iraq, is a blow to President Obama's efforts to defeat Islamic militants in the desert region who took the city Sunday and sent Iraqi troops on the run. But Colonel Steve Warren, who speaks for the Pentagon, says the capture of Ramadi should not be misinterpreted.
We've said all along that there are going to be ebbs and flows. It's a difficult, complex, bloody fight. And there's going to be victories and there's going to be setbacks. And this is a setback.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who will announce on June 1st whether he will seek the White House, was asked on CBS This Morning the same question that some of his colleagues have been asked. Would he have invaded Iraq back in 2003?
I think the question is, did we make a blunder here to create the problems that we now see? If we'd left Iraq alone, would we be okay?
AP correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama is imposing new restrictions on military equipment given to local police forces and banning some of the gear outright.
The banned equipment includes bayonets, camouflage uniforms, firearms and ammo of 50 caliber or higher, grenade launchers, and armored vehicles that run on tracked systems instead of wheels. We're told the administration's also exploring ways to recall equipment that's already been distributed.
Investigators in Waco, Texas face a daunting task. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says they have to process evidence in a motorcycle gang shootout that left 9 bikers dead, 18 injured, and 170 arrested on Sunday.
Every piece of evidence, every vehicle, every blood spot, every body that was there. The bodies have all been removed and sent away for forensics and for autopsy results.
Bond has been set at $1 million apiece. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court in San Francisco says YouTube should not have been forced to take down an anti-Muslim film that sparked violence in the Middle East.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has sided with Google, which owns YouTube, saying a previous decision forcing the site to remove the film gave short shrift to the First Amendment. The film Innocence of Muslims sparked riots by those who considered it blasphemous to the Prophet Muhammad, and there were death threats against actors in the film, prompting one of them to try to get the movie taken down. Her lawyer's argument that the woman also had a copyright claim to the movie was also rejected. It wasn't immediately clear if or when the video would be reposted on YouTube. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The stock market crept to a record high in a quiet session today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 26 points, the Standard & Poor's added 6, and the NASDAQ 30 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.